Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Extremely local news time. Jen Sabella with us from Black Club Chicago. Don't park in the bike lane either. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Bob. Just what we wanted in Chicago is another way to get tickets by mail from cameras. Yesterday, the mayor announced a pilot program that would slap people who are blocking bike lanes with tickets if they're caught by camera doing so. This would obviously really expand. There's already the red light camera tickets, the speed camera tickets, and now this would target folks specifically in a pilot area downtown who are blocking bike lanes. It's an effort since there's, you know, police, like you guys were just saying, police are spread a little thin when it comes to monitoring traffic violations. So this would help them enforce the no parking in bike lane rule. It is getting mixed feedback. Some of the cycling community is really happy about it, but a lot of motorists are not so happy to be seeing that there's another way for them to get slapped for the fine. Mm-hmm. Your first violation will get you a warning, just like the speed and the red light camera tickets, and then the second one will be a fine. And they're considering expanding these all over the city, but it will start downtown.
So for now, just one small area in the loop?
Exactly, yeah. One small area in the loop from Lake Michigan to, well, actually it's all the way to Ashland. Lake Michigan to Ashland, North Avenue to Roosevelt Road to mm-hmm. start, and it will run for 2 years.
Okay.
And it needs to get passed by city council first. So it's going to go through council at the next meeting and if they approve it, which, yeah. As we know, historically, they do approve these cameras.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. Well, I know you're unhappy about a vegan restaurant going away. Tell us about this.
I am. I used to live right around the corner from here, Ground Control at 3315 West Armitage in Logan Square. They are closing after 10 years in the neighborhood. They were one of the first businesses to open on this stretch of Armitage when Logan Square was, you know, peak gentrification a few 10 years ago. And they offer vegan food, really good vegan food. Like, you can get a chicken sandwich that isn't chicken that is just delightful from there. But the owners said they're burned out. The restaurant was struggling through the pandemic, and they just don't want to do it anymore. So we'll see what happens. I guess a few people have reached out to them wanting to take over the space and keep it vegan, but nothing has come through yet. So we'll keep you guys posted on what is replacing Ground Control.
And finally, what everyone has been waiting for, the finalist for Chicago's snowplow naming contest. What do we know about this?
Yes, this has been narrowed down to 50 finalists. So if you want to name Chicago snowplows, you can vote until the end of the month. We have the whole list of candidates on our website. These include Ernie Snowbanks, Looper Scooper, and Austin Flowers. There was some pushback yesterday on our Instagram that Plowy McPlowface wasn't considered from the final 50, but there's a lot of options there for you.
Those are too cute. You want to hear mine?
What's yours?
Dibs or Dibby.
Yes, I think there is a Dibs reference, but I think just Dibs would be a simple and mm-hmm. effective. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to enter today. Thank you, Jen. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.